The Southern Poverty Law Center has documented 23 incidents of hateful harassment and intimidation in Florida since the election of Donald Trump, and they've counted more than 400 nationwide. In the Tampa Bay area, advocates for migrant workers and immigrants say there's an acute climate of fear of deportation. Lourdes Villanueva is the director of farmworker advocacy for the Redlands Christian Migrant Association in eastern Hillsborough County. She hasn't heard of any violent acts against immigrants, but she says there have been threats, including someone who was verbally harassed in a store checkout line.
Over the weekend, we did have a staff person who is a citizen, but he's of Mexican descent, did encounter a person who, you know, was upset with the long lines at a particular store and were basically, you know, if these people who shouldn't be here were not here, we wouldn't have these lines, and went on to harass this person until the person said she just felt like she had to respond.
Villanueva says the victim of that verbal harassment would not agree to be interviewed because even though she's a U.S. citizen of Mexican descent, she's worried about the fallout for undocumented members of her family. Another immigrant advocacy group in South Florida, the Coalition of Immokalee Workers, says it has not heard of cases of violence toward migrant workers. But the fear of deportation remains. Villanueva says that since the election, several migrant families have gotten middle-of-the-night knocks on the door by Hillsborough County Sheriff's deputies.
Some of the families that we serve have reported that they have had police knocking at their doors in the middle of the night. Actually, we had started asking them to document the times and how long they're there. So far, nothing has happened because they have not opened their doors because they know not to open their door to just anyone. But the fear is out there, and especially the children. I mean, they are the ones that do not really understand what is going on, and they just know that, or they think that if you're Mexican, you're in danger of being sent somewhere. And of course, that creates a lot of stress for them.
Villanueva has seen that stress at her agency's child care centers.
Because some of them either are or have family members that are undocumented. Their concern is that they will just be torn apart. In some families, it has already happened in the past. We do have some single parents because the other person has been deported. So now it is just a higher level of fear that something like that will happen, that they will be taken away from their families. And again, many of them, not themselves, but family members, and some of them themselves. But the children are really the ones that we are mostly concerned, that they are the ones that are experiencing higher levels of stress because they don't really understand. But if they see mom and dad stressing, then they know that something's, you know, not right.
Seeing children in fear of deportation, especially since the election, has also been the experience of Elaine Unterberger. She's director of the Florida Institute for Community Studies in Hillsborough County.
I think it just intensified a lot of the fears, especially that children have. And imagine that you are a child who was born here, who you know that you are a U.S. citizen, but your parents aren't. There is a real fear for the parents. So I think we're creating a whole lot of trauma, childhood trauma. The day after the election, we had several discussions with children who were extremely upset. We had hysterical children. We, in our after-school programs, and, you know, that's to be understood, you know, and one of the things that we keep telling them is everyone has rights. You know, the UN Declaration of Human Rights is a universal declaration. Everyone has human rights. You have the right to exist. You have the right to be safe. And we went over that, and that made them feel a little bit better, but they wonder how their parents are going to negotiate their rights and what will happen if and when, many of them think it's when, they will be deported.
Unterberger says there are kids in town and country telling other children in school that they're glad Trump got elected because you'll get deported. But she says the discrimination against migrants that's happened for years has contributed to their isolation. She calls that a toll that's even more insidious than a physical or verbal attack. There have been several incidences of hate graffiti in the area since Trump's election. Creative Loafing documented the spray-painted words Trump and Build That Wall behind a Tex-Mex chain restaurant in Tampa, a chalk swastika outside a social services nonprofit in St. Pete, and both the swastika and the acronym for the Make America Great Again Trump slogan outside a nearby church. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.